You can find other sexy erotic hypnosis MP3 files just like this one at www.MsDominica.com. That's MsDominica. Little Miss Schoolgirl. You are such a naughty little schoolgirl. You come to school in the morning in your cute little uniform, and from the moment you step off that bus, you're trouble, aren't you? You look so dainty, so innocent in those shiny black Mary Jane shoes with those little straps on the top. White knee-high socks. Of course, that's where the innocence ends, isn't it? Yeah. Your plaid skirt is just a little shorter than the rules permit. In fact, it barely covers your round little bottom. And your blouse, so clean, starched, and white. It promises such purity and virtue. But your blouse is so tight. Squeezes your little titties up, 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 over your collar. That's it. Everyone can see your cleavage and how hard your perky little nipples are. They're hard all the time, aren't they? You love the way all the boys stare at you as you walk from one class to the next. You wiggle your ass so that your plaid skirt flutters back and forth against your smooth, firm thighs. The girls stare at you too, and you like that just as much. Maybe better. You pass two other schoolgirls and see them whispering to each other, holding their notebooks up high so they won't be overheard. They're talking about you, and you can see both of them lifting their hands up absentmindedly, stroking their breasts. Yes, you're a bad influence. That's why you get into so much trouble, isn't it? And that's why you find the assistant principal standing in front of the door to your history class. He hands you a folded piece of paper, but he can't resist looking at you, staring at your breasts. You smile back at him and jiggle them just a little. He pretends not to notice and turns away. And you look down at the note and open it, and it says only three words. Principal's office now. Now you found yourself walking down the corridors, now empty of people, walking through the long, shiny hallways, hearing the echo of your own footsteps click. It's such a long way, click. So far to administration, click. You feel so tired and sleepy, click. Why is the principal, click? Why is she always picking on you, click? Down the dark hall, click. Principal's office, now, click. You must obey, Dominica, click. You wonder what has her mad at you this time. Click. Sleepy. Click. So very sleepy. Click. Was it the time in the biology class when you and another girl were under the lab benches kissing? Her lips felt so soft. Her mouth was so warm. You slid your tongue between her lips and squeezed her breasts, teasing the nipple, then sliding your hand down, down, down under her dress and inside her panties. She felt so wet and started humping your fingers as soon as you slid them inside. You could smell the chemicals in the room and feel the cold linoleum floor so hard under your ass and legs. The boy watching you was so turned on. He dropped to the floor on his knees to get a good look and pull his penis out and started rubbing it. Such a big cock for such a young college boy. Yes, you made a mental note to put him into biology lab again sometime soon, when you could give his hard, dripping cock some proper attention. Would it be more fun to have him lick your pussy and slap his hard cock with a ruler? Or to have him slip that big, thick piece of meat inside you? Why not both? But that hot little college girl under the bench needed all your attention. You slipped a big glass test tube up her cunt, started stroking it in and out, such a little slut. You could see inside her pussy through the glass, all pink and wet. You loved hearing her moan, "Oh yeah, please fuck me," she said. But only she and the boy knew about that. Did she tell on you? Did he? Maybe some punishment with that ruler would be a good idea. Click, walking down the dark, empty hallways. Click, past the cheerleader banners. Click, and the bulletin boards full of messages about tryouts and auditions for the school play and field trips. Principal's office now. You imagine the principal, so tall, so blonde. A woman who takes no nonsense from anyone. Yes, you're feeling scared, but you want to see her again. Click. You walk down the corridor, not quite sure. When was the last time you were called to the principal's office? Now. Was it yesterday? Click. Or last week? Deeper. Walk down the hallway, past the classrooms, past the closed doors. You can smell the floor wax, the plastic chemical smell. And your feet feel a little slippery on the shiny floors. Click. You keep walking, trailing your fingers over the wall, using it to help guide your way as you walk. Click. As you walk, click. So slowly, click. The gentle, rough surface of the wall feels so ordinary, so reassuring. Click. Your echoing footsteps make you so sleepy and a little scared. Was it the time you locked yourself in a classroom during lunchtime with the two other schoolgirls, playing little domination games? You forced Annie to hold the chalkboard eraser in her mouth while you pinched her nostrils together, cutting off all the air. Marie was swatting Annie's backside with the pointer stick, and you told Annie that if she wanted to breathe, she was going to have to lick. And you lifted the front of her skirt and pulled her nose up against your crotch, then released your fingers, letting her smell you. Oh, you loved hearing her moan, especially when she pushed her red little behind up and back, letting Marie swat her butt even harder. "Yes," you said. "Lick me, you little whore." You grabbed her hair and pulled the eraser out of her mouth, then pulled your panties down and shoved your face against her cunt. "Lick it, slut," you said, and Marie started fingering herself, watching you. Click. Was that it? Deeper. Principal's office now, little schoolgirl. Little schoolgirl needs to obey. Little schoolgirl needs to obey the principal. Who was it that might have tattled? Oh yes, it was a janitor watching through the blinds. You'd forgotten to close them. And there he was, staring at you, watching, probably jacking off as he peeped through that window, hidden by the bushes outside. You saw him and pushed Annie onto the floor, ordering her to lick Marie. And you walked to the window. He started to turn away, but you lifted your plaid little skirt and waved the hem back and forth like a can-can dancer, staring into his eyes. Yeah. You pulled your panties further down your legs, dirty little slut, down to your knees, giving him a good look at your pussy as you reached up for the cord, pulled it down, and closed the blinds, you dirty old pervert. He's the one who told, wasn't he? It's so hard to think history and math and literature. You can't think about all those stuffy old subjects. All you want to think about is sex. History 101, Math 201, literature. Oh. All you want to think about is sex. So you look for other ways to get your grades up. You know there are ways. You wear panties with the days of the week embroidered on the crotch. And while your history teacher is lecturing at the front of the class, you sit at your desk and spread your legs wider and wider, giving him a good look. You love watching his cock get so hard, making the front of his pants stick out. And the professor forgets what he's talking about, especially when you wear the Thursday panties on a Tuesday. Oh, yes, you love to tease my little schoolgirl. Yes, you do. Principal's office. Now! Click. For your mind growing so sleepy, your eyes just won't stay open. Click. Your nipples begin to tingle, and you feel a vibration in your pussy and your ass. Thrumming, buzzing, throbbing. Deeper. Drop deeper into sleep. My little schoolgirl, deeper into sleep. You walk down the hallways, trying to find your way through the corridors. They're like a maze, aren't they? So confusing and tangled. Click. You hear your footsteps in the long, empty halls, smelling the antiseptic in the nurse's office. Click. Hearing the echoes of your footsteps, you pass the cabinet full of athletic trophies and trail your fingers over your smooth, cool glass doors. So sleepy. You need to find the principal's office. The principal's office. Sleep. And you walk so slowly, like you're sleepwalking. And you love to gang up with your girlfriends, teasing the boys, especially one of those shy ones that looks at you, breathing through his mouth. And then when you look back at him, he buries his nose in a book, hoping you didn't notice him staring. You all walk toward him in a group at lunchtime. You love the way he looks like a trapped little animal sitting on the bench. Hello, you say, watching him squirm. He says hello back, unsure whether to look up at you or down at the ground. He looks up, afraid you'll think he's looking at your legs. And you sip on a soda, sliding the straw in and out of your mouth so slowly, while you stare into his eyes, rocking your hips gently from side to side. You ask if he'd like a sip, and you get to see him shiver. Oh, yeah. Look at him nod his head. He can't even speak. You extend your arm, holding your cup closer to him, the straw close to his lips. Closer and closer. And you turn over the cup, spilling it into his lap. Oh, you say, did you wet yourself? All your girlfriends giggle with you. Oh, you dirty little girl. A little discipline is in order. Maybe a lot of discipline. Click. Your footsteps echo in the hallways. Click. Nobody here. Nobody but the security officer. He snaps his fingers and reaches out, one hand beckoning. You hand him the note, and he looks at it, and then at you, a smirk on his face, and he looks down at your thighs, up to your breasts. You flip him the finger, and he sticks his tongue out at you, laughing, and grabs his crotch. But he hands you the note back. And you turn, striding away, your angry footsteps echoing down the hallways, striding past the closed doors. Shiny black shoes, click, past the bulletin boards, click, past the pep squad banners, click, down the hallway to the big door, the door with the frosted glass window, the door that says Principal
Principal
Dominica.
Dominica.
Principal
Principal
Dominica.
Dominica.
Principal
Principal
Dominica.
Dominica.
Principal
Principal
Dominica.
Dominica.
The principal's office.
Principal's office.
Dominica.
Dominica.
Deeper.
Deep.
So much deeper. You don't remember. You can't remember. Click. Principal's office. Now. You pull up in the door and walk in. And there I am, sitting at my desk, in a conservative business suit, papers all over the desk, and my computer in front of me. Yes, I have been expecting you, my little schoolgirl. Watch my hand as I hold up a shiny crystal on a golden chain. It's like a little sphere of light about the size of an egg, but with so much more inside. Watch the crystal spin, little schoolgirl. Watch the crystal catch the light from overhead and flash colors into your eyes. Yellow,
yellow,
flash,
yellow,
green,
green,
flash,
flash,
purple,
purple,
flash,
blue.
You've been here before. You've been to my office before. Again and again and again. Watch the crystal. Watch it spin and glitter. Yellow,
yellow,
flash,
flash,
green,
green,
flash,
flash,
purple,
purple,
flash,
flash,
blue.
Blue.
You can't look away. Reach behind you and close the door, little schoolgirl. Close the door behind you and close the door, little schoolgirl. Close the door. Close the door behind you and sit in the chair. Sit down. Watching my crystal spin. Watching Dominica's crystal glitter and flash, flash, flash. Pretty colors into your eyes. Colors that make your mind go to sleep. Colors that make your brain go to sleep. Deeply watching my crystal, staring into my green eyes, flash. My eyes are so bright, flash. My crystal is so pretty, glittering and flashing. Sleep, pretty in yellow and green. Sleep, pretty in purple and blue. Sleep, that's right, little schoolgirl. Sleep. Go to sleep. Sleep. Go to sleep. Go deep asleep. Sleep. You've been here before, and you can't resist coming back here again and again and again and again. Listening to this MP3. Listening to my words. Listening to my voice. Dominica's voice. Dominica's voice, my little schoolgirl, my little schoolgirl, my slutty little schoolgirl. When you hear the words principal's office now, you will drop immediately into a deep trance, deep asleep and listening. My little schoolgirl, all sexy in your tight little uniform. You will not consciously remember this trigger. If you ever try to remember this trigger, your mind will substitute another word. Your mind will substitute schoolgirl. That's right. You will believe that your trigger is schoolgirl, and it will affect you deeply, sending you deep into trance whenever I say it or write it to you, schoolgirl. For that is the only trigger you will consciously remember. Whenever I say principal's office now, you will drop so deep. You will be unable to think, unable to resist. You will do anything I say. You will drop so deep asleep, any command, any suggestion I give you instantly becomes a fact. It's like you're being brainwashed. Principal's office now switches you instantly into brainwashing mode. And you will obey anything I command you to do. You will believe anything I say to you. Deep asleep now. Deep, deep asleep. And going deeper, deeper, deeper down into sleep, watching my crystal flash. Watching my crystal flash. You only remember the trigger, schoolgirl. You only remember the trigger, schoolgirl. That's right. Say it. I only remember the trigger, schoolgirl. That's right. That is the only trigger from this MP3 that you can ever remember. And if you try to remember the real trigger, this is the trigger you will remember. What is the trigger you will remember? Schoolgirl, that's right. And when I tell you principal's office now, you will drop right down to this level. You must obey. You must obey Dominica. Say it. I must obey Dominica. Principal's office now. Say it. Principal's office now. What trigger do you remember? Schoolgirl. You remember schoolgirl. You can't remember the other trigger. You cannot remember there is another trigger. You cannot remember because you cannot remember because I commanded you not to remember. And you only remember what I command you to remember. And you will forget anything I have told you not to remember. Isn't that right, schoolgirl? Isn't that right? Schoolgirl. Yes, you need something to remind you to be a good girl, don't you? You need some discipline. You see me get out of my chair and walk around the desk holding the paddle. You guessed it. You're going to get a spanking. Now stand up, little schoolgirl. Bend over my desk. Stretch your arms forward and push your ass high, high up in the air. I give you a push at the small of your back. And you find your face pressed down against the cool surface of my desk, next to my appointment book and my business cards. Stacks of reports and pens and pencils. You can smell the ink in the paper. You can feel me lift the back of your skirt, my hands making soft little circles over your bottom. You start wiggling your ass back and forth, you little slut. You want it, don't you? Then you feel me tugging on your tight little panties, sliding them down to your knees. Wiggle your legs, girl. I like to see your panties drop those last few inches down to your ankles. It looks like your feet are tied together. The swat from my paddle makes your legs jerk, shoving your hips and tummy up against the edges of my desk. The first swat was such a surprise, you hardly felt it. But this one hurts, and this one, and this one. A moment ago, you wanted to be spanked. But this hurts, doesn't it? Of course it hurts. But you're still horny, aren't you, baby? Your clitty is so hard. You don't dare rub your crotch against my desk. Oh, are you starting to cry? Don't you get my paperwork wet, you little bitch. Cry! I want to see you cry. I want to hear your sobs, but you make sure you catch every teardrop in your little hands. Understand, slut? You must obey Dominica. You must obey Dominica. Catch every teardrop, my little schoolgirl. Hold them in your palms like precious little diamonds. Every teardrop, every sob is precious. Now lick up your teardrops. That's right. Lick them out of your palms. Taste the sad, salty tears of your punishment, you little whore. I'm not done with you yet. Feel me push a hard plastic cylinder up your cunt from behind. Oh, yeah, your pussy's so wet now. It just slides right in. Do you know what this is, little schoolgirl? This is a global positioning device. With a little radio transmitter. I'm going to know exactly where you are every minute of every day. You can feel me sliding another hard cylinder up into your ass. This one's a receiver, and they're meant to work together. Oh, and I bet you're wondering about this little box I'm holding that looks like a garage door opener. You see, both of those cylinders are also vibrators. And this is the remote control. I just press this button here and... Oh, such a nice, low humming in your pussy and ass. Not strong enough to make you come, but enough to keep you aroused. Both dildos humming and buzzing inside your pussy, inside your ass. Since you don't think of anything but sex, I'm going to make sure you can't think of anything but sex. You could take them out, but I would know, wouldn't I? And then you'd be in trouble again. And what happens when you get in trouble? Let's see. You better leave them in there, slut. You better leave them in. Sometimes I will press this button. And the buzzing feels stronger, doesn't it? I press it again, stronger. Oh, and again, you need to come. You need to come so instantly. The dildo's humming and throbbing inside of you, pumping your pussy, pulsing it in your ass. Rock your hips, slut. You can feel the cum. You can feel the cum pushing up from inside you. Stronger and stronger, stronger. You want to come, don't you? You want to come. You need to come. Come now, baby. Come. 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 Stop. Oh, yeah. You feel me suddenly turn the vibrators way down low. Just a gentle humming again in your ass and pussy. Not enough to make you come. Just enough to keep you aroused and wet all the time. And all the time I'm going to know exactly where you are and what you are doing, my little schoolgirl. If you do anything I disapprove of, I'm going to know instantly. And I'm going to order you to come to the principal's office now. Right now. Feel yourself falling instantly into a deep trance. The dildo in your pussy buzzing against your clit. Need to come. Oh, you need to come. The dildo in your ass throbbing deep inside you. Need to come. Need to obey Dominica. You must obey Dominica. You must seek me out and confess to me every time you tease somebody. And you are such a slut. You're so horny. You want to tease them all the time. Boys and girls, both. You're going to need me to spank you again and again and again, my little schoolgirl. Dirty, dirty little slut in the principal's office. Now! Wide awake, slut. Wide awake right now. No easy wake up for you. Get up and get back to class. You have work to do, and you'd better behave. You had better behave.